Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Chaf. We left off in Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis. We are six lines from the end of the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Avishai Newman, Le'ili Nishmas, his father, whose yahrzeit is today, the Neshama Shevna Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Beryl Eckstein, commemorating the yahrzeit of his brother, Harav Yechiel Tzvi, ben Harav Shimon Aryeh Leib, and Bela Eckstein. Also by the Gross family, Lezecha Nishmas, Chana Leah Bas Moshe Tzvi, Rav Moshe Yehuda ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Leah Bas Naftali Hur, and Svi Menachem Ben Shmayo, all Neshama Shev and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we continue in the discussion of Hilchos Avelos. And the first thing we're going to talk about is how to count the Shiva and Shloshim when the mace is buried on Yom Tov. So where does the Shiva begin and end? When does the Shloshim begin and end? And then the Gemara is going to discuss how much Avelos has to be observed before Yom Tov in order for Yom Tov to be mafzik the Avelos. So we saw in the Mishnah yesterday that there needs to be 3 days of Shiva in order for Yom Tov to be mafzik the Shiva. So we're going to see that there other opinions as well, as far as how much Avelus has to be observed in order for Avelus to be mafsig. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what is the source for the very concept of Avelus Shiva, that there are 7 days of the most intense form of Avelus, and also, what is the source of 1 day of Avelus for a Shmur Rechoka, that if a person only hears about the death of a relative much later on, they only observe 1 day of Avelus, where does that come from? And then we're going to get into some of the details of Shmur Rechoka. We're going to talk about if a Shmur Krova turns into a Shmur Rechoka before you have a chance to begin observing Avelus. Let's say a person finds out about the death of a relative on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, so they can't start Avelus, and then it becomes a Shmur Rechoka, it becomes a past 30 days by the time Motzai Yom Tov and Motzai Shabbos comes along. What do we do as far as Kriya on a Shmur Rechoka? Is there an obligation to tear Kriya on a Shmur Rechoka? Then the Gemara is going to discuss which relatives one observes Avelus for, and including secondary relatives. Does one observe Avelus for a relative's relative? Is that also included in the halachas of Avelus? So let's begin again on Daf Yutas and Bay, 6 lines from the end of the page. Baimine Abaye Me Rabba is probably the correct girsa. Kvaru Beregel of Regel Olal Minyan Shloshim Oen Regel Olal Minyan Shloshim. If one buries a relative on Yom Tov, does the Yom Tov count toward the Shloshim, or do the days of the Yom Tov not count toward the Shloshim and you only begin on Motzai the Yom Tov? L'minyan Shiva Lo Kami Bayli. There's no Shaila about whether the Shiva counts, the days of Yom Tov count toward the Shiva. D'lo Nagam, it's a Shiva Beregel. You're not observing any of the Dinim of Shiva on Yom Tov, so certainly it's not going to count. Ki Kami Bayli L'minyan Shloshim. The Shaila is, do the days of Yom Tov count toward the Shloshim? Because after all, D'ka Nagam, it's a Shloshim Beregel. Many of the Yisurim of Avelus that you are not allowed to do during Shloshim, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov anyway. The Yisur of Giyutz and Tisporas, you observe them on regal anyway. So do we assume that the Avelus Shloshim are incorporated already into the regal? So Amalei Eino Ola. So Rabba responded, it doesn't count toward the Shloshim, just like the days of Yom Tov don't count toward the Shiva, they also do not count toward the Shloshim. So Eisvei, so Abaye challenges Rabba. Hakovers meso shnei yomim kodem regel. Let's say a person buries his relative 2 days before Yom Tov, where according to our Mishnah, the Yom Tov is not going to be mafsik the Shiva. The Shiva is going to then continue after the Yom Tov. Mona chamisha yomim achar regel. So he observed 2 days of Shiva before Yom Tov. He's going to have to be mashlim and do 5 days of Shiva after the Yom Tov. And nevertheless, this Avelus of the 5 days of Shiva after Yom Tov is not going to be the full dinim of Shiva. For example, he can have work done for him by other people, unlike a regular Avel where other people are not allowed to do his work for him. And his Avadim and his Shvachos could do Malacha for him as long as it's Betzina inside of his house during those 5 days. But he himself is not allowed to do Malacha throughout those 5 days after the Yom Tov, just like any other Avel would not be allowed to do Malacha. The reason they were Mekel to allow other people and his Avadim and his Shvachos to do Malacha for him is because he was writing this battle from Malacha on the regal itself after he buried his relative. But even though the reason for the Bittul Malacha was because of the Yom Tov, and even had he not been an Avel, he would have been battled from Malacha. But nevertheless, we're a little more Mekel in terms of the Malacha issue because he's already had Bittul Malacha for a while. And another difference about the avelus of the 5 days that he's making up after Yom Tov is that you don't have nichum avelim. You don't have a lot of people coming to be menachemim shekavar nisaskum obregel because they were already menachemim on the days of Yom Tov itself. Kol shodavar kol shum mishum avel. Any of the halachas avelus that the avel himself is mekayim regel mafsiko. The regel stops that avelus that he doesn't observe it anymore on regel, and therefore he has to be mashlim it after regel. But kol shum mishum iskei rabim. But things that relate to the masses and how they relate to him, like mitzvahs tanchumim, like the mitzvah of nichum avelim, ein regel mafsiko. The regel doesn't stop that, and therefore they're going to continue to do that on Yom Tov. And since they continue to do that on Yom Tov, he doesn't have to make up for that after Yom Tov. And that's why there's no tanchumi avelim after Yom Tov. So Yom Tov says that iske rabim. What do you mean klal shel davar? We're just giving one example, and that's tanchumi avelim. What else is iske rabim? So Toz Yom Tov suggests that not Toz Yom Tov. The writ he quoted in Tosos in Divrei Maskil Shekvar suggests that the inyan of iske rabim includes suudas havra'a as well. That since the avel is not doing the suuda for himself, the whole idea of suudas havra'a is that it's also lechem mishalatzmo. He's not allowed to eat from his own food. Others have to bring him food. That's a mitzvah in the community. That's rabim misaskimimo. That's what other people do for him. So that's what it's talking about. That's considered to be iske rabim, and you don't do that after the moed because it was already done right away after the kavura betocha moed. So that's incorporated in this as well. One could argue that suda savra is part of the mitzvah of nichum avelim, that's part of the rabim, the tzibur, being menachem the avel. That's a question, how to understand suda savra. Is suda savra a din in nichum avelim, or it's a din in the nihuge avelus of the avel himself, that he's not allowed to eat mishalo? If it's a din in nichum avelim, meaning that would be a din that rabim have to do toward him, that the community has to do toward him, and if it's a din in that he's just not allowed to eat mishalo, it has nothing to do with who's giving it to him. He's just not allowed to eat mishalo. Nafkamina would be what happens very often is that they want to make sure that when the family gets back from the Beis HaKvaros that the Suda Savra is there for them, the bagels and the eggs. That's the core part of the Suda Savra. That is the Suda Savra. You could add more foods afterwards if they're hungry, they could eat more, but the bagels and the hard boiled eggs, that's the minag of the machal avelim that they have. Just had a case of Talmud, a sitting shiva now. He's gluten-free. I told him, bagels, eh? He's can't have a bagel. Okay, so you don't have to have the bagels. But if you have the nafkamina, so sometimes you want to make sure that the avel is taken care of. So a lot of times the Chevra Kadisha or whoever's in charge in the community will drop off the Suda Savra before the Levaya. They'll bring it to the house before the Levaya. The question is that good? Meaning, does that work? Because if you hold that it's a din in the Ovel himself, that he's just not allowed to eat Mishalo, so he's not eating Mishalo, it's fine. But if you hold it's a din in Nichum Avelim, can't be doing, I mean, it's a tzibur's mitzvah of nichum avelim. Tzibur can't be doing nichum avelim before the person's an avel, before the person starts to sit shiva. There's a practice that you have a lot of times nowadays where you go to a funeral, and before the funeral starts, they do like a whole nichum avelim, that the avelim sit in a room, and everyone comes and gives them hugs and says nice l'chora. That's not kehalacha, right? There is no nichum avelim at that point. When a person is in aninus, there's no nichum avelim at that point. Nichum avelim begins after the Kavura. But anyway, so it could be, the Rit says, that when we talk about Iske Rabim, that it refers to Suda Savra as well. The Braisa continues, another case, Kvaru Shloshi Yamim B'Sof HaRegel, if they bury the mace 3 days from the end of the Yom Tov, Mona Shiva Achar Regel. Then they observe all 7 days of Shiva after the Yom Tov, because the Yumei HaRegel don't count toward the Avelus. Arba Yom Marishonim, Rab Misaskinimo. Rab Misaskinimo. And in the first 4 days, the Rabim after Yom Tov, then people come to be Menachemim, because the Tanchumim go until 7 days after the Kavura. So those 4 days are a Hemshech to the 3 days of Shiva that started during the Yom Tov, and now you have 4 more days after the Yom Tov. Shlosh Yom Machronim Ein Rab Misaskin Bo. But then the last 3 days after the Yom Tov, you have 4 more days after Yom Tov, and then 3 days, because you can have a full 7 days after Yom Tov. Those last 3 days, people are not menachemim anymore, shekvar nisasku beregel, because they were ready menachemim on those 3 days on Yom Tov, from the time of the kavura until the end of the Yom Tov. Veregel olo, and the regel counts to the minyan shloshim. Ooh, that's the line. Veregel olo, meaning we wanted to know if you didn't yet start observing Shiva, Shiva, does the regel count toward the Shloshim, or doesn't it count toward the Shloshim? Says Gemara, ooh, there it is. Regel Ololo, my lava seifa. Isn't the case of Regel Ololo talking about the last case that we were just talking about, where if you bury someone on Yom Tov and you don't begin the Shiva until after Yom Tov, and nevertheless we're saying that the Shloshim counts, the regel counts toward the Shloshim. So you see, against the Shita of Rabbah, who holds that if you bury someone on regel, the regel does not count toward the Shloshim. Says Gemara, lo, Aresha. No, the Brisa writes that din of regel Ololo for the Shloshim on the first case of the Brisa, where you bury someone 2 days before Yom Tov, where the Avelus Shiva actually did begin. And and therefore, of course the regel is going to count toward the Shloshim, because once you start counting the Avelus, you're not going to stop the Shloshim. But if you bury him on Yom Tov, where the Avelus of Shiva doesn't begin until after the regel, Shloshim's not going to begin until after the regel either. So Esve Abaye again challenges Rabbah from another Brisa. Regel Ololo L'minyan Shloshim. The regel counts toward the days of Yom Tov, count toward the Shloshim. Ketzad, how does this work out? Kavro B'tchilas HaRegel, if you bury a guy at the beginning of Yom Tov, Mona Shiva Achar Regel, you count the Shiva after Yom Tov is over. And then, but nevertheless, that Avelus that you observe after Yom Tov is over is a bit of a lighter form of Avelus, in that Umalachto Nasa Salideh Acherim Va'avada B'shuv Chos V'osim B'tzina B'toch Beiso Ve'in Rabbi Misaskin Moshe Kvar Nisaskin Bob Regel. Like we said before, other people could do malacha for him. His Evan and Shivcha in his house, Betzina could do malachim. People do not do Nichum Avelim because they already did so on Yom Tov. Ver Regel Ololo. And the Regel counts toward the Shloshim. Now, this is a case where you did not begin to observe the Avelus until after Regel. And that's against Rabbu, who says that if you bury someone on the Regel does not count toward the Shloshim. To Yufta, that Taka is a Kasha and Rabbah, because this price is Mefurash, that even if you did not begin to observe the Avelus prior, the regel still counts toward the Shloshim. That's our Raya. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Afilu Kvaro Biregel, that the days of the Yom Tov count toward the Shloshim, even if the mace is buried on the regel itself, and Kol Shekein, if he's buried before the regel, where the Avelus has already begun. V'chein Orile Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Pedas Pere, and so too Rabbi Lozer Paskind for his son Rabbi Pedas, Afilu Kvaro Biregel, that even if you bury him on regel, the regel is Ololo, the minyan Shloshim, the regel counts to the minyan Shloshim. Wow, so one little biographical point over here, that Rabbi Elazar Paskin this for his son Rabbi Pedas. If you recall, at the very beginning of Shas, on Daf Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara told the story of a conversation that Rabbi Elazar had with Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Elazar didn't have any children, and when Rabbi Yochanan came to visit Rabbi Elazar when he was sick, he saw him crying, and he said, "Why are you crying? Is it because you were not zoch to have children? I also have struggled with this issue, and din garma dasira bir. I carry around the bone of my 10th son who had died." Rabbi Yochanan was menachim him, that he didn't suffer more than me. So wait a second. He was being menachim Rabbi Lazar because Rabbi Lazar didn't have any children. But over here we have Rabbi Lazar paskening for his son, Rabbi Pedas. So apparently at some point he had children. So the Tosfos Maseches Nida Daf Ches says, yeah, it doesn't tell you the end of the story. Rabbi Lazar had a refuah shleima, and then he was zochet to have children afterwards. Maybe that was the kapara that he needed, or it could be that that he had children prior to that and they had died. I mean, it could be that it was a very sad, it was a sadder story than we realized, that he had children, Rabbi Lazar had already had children before then, they already died, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan was being menachim him, that I also had children and said they suffered the same fate. Din Girma Dasi Rabir. So that's what Tosfos says. You have to say at some point Rabbi Lazar had children, either before that story or after that story. Okay, the Gemara now moves on to the next topic. Machlokas Tanaim, in what sense Avelus is, when Avelus is Noeg Shiva. We said in the Mishnah that only if you observe 3 days of Shiva before Yom Tov, so we said then the regel is Mevatel the Avelus. But less than 3 days before Yom Tov, the regel is not going to be Mevatel the Avelus. So is that Lukulei Alma? So Tanu Rabbanan, Kiyem Kfiyas Hamita Shlosh Yom Kodem Regel. If one observed Kfiyas Hamita, which is just an example of a Nihug Avelus, it's one of the many Nihug Avelus. But a person observed a nihu gavelus 3 days before Yom Tov started, ein tzarich lechvosa achar regel, he no longer has to observe any nihu gavelus after the regel, because the regel stops the avelus, the regel makes the shiva end. But if he only observed, apparently, according to Rabbi Lazar, if he only observed Avelus for 2 days in advance of Yom Tov, the regel is not going to stop the Avelus. And the Chum say, even if he only observed 1 day of Avelus, even if he only observed 1 hour of Avelus before Yom Tov started, the Yom Tov is going to stop the Shiva. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sim Tavkov Memches of Kal Chavav that when we say Shah Achas, it doesn't mean 1 hour necessarily. A lot of times throughout Shas, Shah Achas means a single moment, right? The Gemara says, Mesech Savad Lazar, Yesh Kona Olamo B'Shah Achas. And a person could be Kona Olam Abba B'Shah Achas. So that means like, oh no, it's only been 59 minutes of Tshuva and Meisim Tovim. So now he's not Kona Olam Abba? No, Shah Achas means a moment. That there could be, you know, it's the power of a moment. There's a book, The Power of Moments. Right? Sometimes there's a moment of time that's so powerful it changes a person's whole life. So that's Kona Olam B'Shah Achas. So over here also, Avelus B'Shah Achas means a moment. It means a short amount of time. Amar Rav Lozer Rabbi Shimon, Hei Nein Divrei B'Shamay, Hei Nein Divrei B'Shilal, Shevei Shavirom Shlosh, Yom B'Shilal, Amar Afil Yom Echad. So Rav Lozer Rabbi Shimon says, yes, this machlokas is exactly the machlokas, B'Sham, B'Shilal, that B'Shamay holds you need 3 days in advance of Yom Tov of Avelus in order for the Yom Tov to cancel the Avelus, and B'Shilal holds you only need Yom Echad, and Yom Echad means Shah Achas. The Ritva points out, wait a second, so all those Tanaim, the Tanaim of our Mishnah, and all the Tanaim that said that you need 3 days, they're all following the sheet of the Beishamai. You're not supposed to follow the sheet of the Beishamai. So Rabbi Eliezer is not a kasha. The fact that Rabbi Eliezer follows the sheet of the Beishamai, Rabbi Eliezer Shamutayu, he's from the Talmidim of the Beishamai. But what about the town of our Mishnah? So the Ritva says, no, it must be the town of our Mishnah thought that this is not a machlokas Beishamai Beis Hillel, because they never would have paskined like the Beishamai. So it's a machlokas what the Beis Hillel actually held. That the town of our Mishnah thinks that the Beis Hillel held, like the Beishamai, that you need 3 days in advance of Yom Tov for Yom Tov to cancel the Shiva. But now we're suggesting that not so, that Beis Hillel holds you only need 1 day or 1 moment. Somebody said to somebody, that how much Avelus needs to be observed in advance of Yom Tov, even 1 day, even Sha'a Achas, is enough to cancel the Avelus. Tosus raises the question that in all of Shas, Rabbi Yochanan Paschal is like a Stam Mishnah. And over here, he's passing like the Chacham in the Brisa against the Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah said you need 3 days. And here we had a Brisa that said, no, you only need 1 day, you only need Sha'achas. And Rabbi Yochanan's paskening against the Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan's paskening like a Brisa. So Tosus and Dibra Maskal Amar is bothered why that would be the case. Koshali, to Isla the Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Kistam Mishnah. Very short Tosus. I don't understand, Tosus says. Rabbi Yochanan always holds Halacha, Kistam Mishnah. So the Meloa Roim in the back of the Gemara answers Tosus Kasha that the Klal of Halacha, Kedivrei Amekel Ba'avel overpowers the klal that Rabbi Yochanan always paskens like a Stam Mishnah. That Halacha Divrei Mekel Be'Avel tells us that we're always making in Hilchos Avelus, and therefore only observing 1 day or Sha'a Achas before the Yom Tov is enough for the Yom Tov to cancel the Avelus. It's only Rava who paskens back on Yotessan Beis against Abba Shaul, who's Mekel about Mixiyom Kukulo. So you see that Rava rejects the klal of Halacha Divrei Mekel Be'Avel, and that's why the very next line of Gemara over here is Rava Amar Halach Ketana Didan. The Rava says I'm not going to be making on this either, and I'm going to require 3 days of Avelus before Yom Tov in order for Yom Tov to cancel the Shiva. The Amar Shlosha requires 3 days. Ravina Iklu Lesura de Bdas. Ravina once went to Sura, which was near the river Lesura de Pras, near the Pras River. Amar Le Rav Chaviva the Ravina, Rav Chaviva who lived there, said to Ravina, Hilchas Amai, what do we paskin? Amar Le Afil Yomech Afil Shachas. We paskin even 1 day, even 1 hour. There's in fact what we pass in the halacha in Shulchan Aruch in both in Aruch Chaim and Hilchos Yom Tov and Simchat Tavkuf Memches and in Yerideh and Hilchos Avelus and Simchat Tzadites, that a person observes Avelus even for a little bit before Yom Tov, then they don't sit the rest of Shiva. You have to observe some sort of Niyug Avelus during that time. If there's no Niyug Avelus, even though there was time before Yom Tov, that's not enough. You got to get them back home and sitting Shiva. So for a bit, they have to at least. Typically, they finish the Kvura, they run back home, they sit Shiva for an hour or something, and that's it. And they get ready for Yom Tov, and that's the entirety of their Shiva. Many of them find that very unsatisfying, that they never get to observe Shiva for their parent. They never get to have that cathartic experience. But be that as it may, that's what we paskin. So that's what we do. Prima Gadim points out in Aruch Chaim, and it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah over there, that even when you only do one of the Nihugei Avelus, that's enough for the Yom Tov to break the Shiva. What he's not sure about describe is, let's say you had the chance, the opportunity to do all of the Nihugi Avelus, but you only did one of them. Is that enough? Because were you really behaving like an Avel? Meaning, when you only have an opportunity to do one of the Nihugi Avelus, you only had enough time to take your shoes off or something like that. Okay, you did whatever you could. But if you didn't, if you had an opportunity to do all of the Nihugi Avelus and you only did one of them, can we really say that you were no Hegavelus? So that the Prima Gadim is Mesupik about, that he's not certain about. Okay, now the Gemara says, Yasra B'chir, now the Gemara is going to talk about where we get the idea that one observes Shiva. Who says anything about 7 days? And where do we get the idea that a Shmor Rechoka only observes one day? That if a person finds out about the death of a relative more than 30 days after Yom Tov, that they only observe one day. So Yasra B'chir, Barav, Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yitzchak, Navcha, Akilid, Rabbi Yitzchak, Ben Elazar. They were sitting by the doorway of the house of Yitzchak ben Elazar, Nafik Milsa b'Minayin, and they said a Meimra, Minayin la'Avelus Shiva. How do I know that there's such a thing called Shiva, that there's such a concept of Avelus Shiva? Because the Pasuk discusses the Churban of Eretz Yisrael because of Avelus that we do, and the Pasuk says, V'afachti chageichem la'Evel, that the Pasuk in some way compares Avelus to a Chag. So we therefore say, Machag Shiva, just like a Chag lasts 7 days, how could the Chag turn to Evel if they're not the same amount of time? So the Chag that's turning to Evel, the Chag is 7 days, Af Avelus Shiva, so to Avelus is Dafka 7 days. The Ritva points out, it's an Asmachta, it's not a Limud Gomor, because most Rishonim hold that Avelus Shiva is only Midrabanan, that Avelus Shiva is not Midaraisa, and they assume Midrabanan, not even Midivrei Kabbalah, not even based on the Pasuk and the Navi. The Rambam writes that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin Avelus Shiva, so it could be that the Navi is alluding to that which was already a practice at that time, because it's a Din D'Rabbanan, but a really early Din D'Rabbanan. The very first rabbi after Matan Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakein the Din of Shiva. The Ema Atzeres says, wait, all it says is that a Chag turned to Evel. How do I know that it was one of the 7 day holidays? How do I know that it was Sukkot or Pesach? Maybe it was Shavuot. Shavuot is a 1 day holiday. So maybe the Chad Yoma, maybe it's really only 1 day of Avelus. In fact, the Ram Shita is that only Avelus Yom Rishon. So maybe it's referring to that. So it says, No. The idea of Shavuos is used to teach me the din of Reish Lakish. Tam Reish Lakish b'shem Rabbi the Nasiya, minayin l'shmur rechoka she'en nuhagas al yom echad, tichsiv, hafachti chagichem level. How do I know that if you have a shmur rechoka, that you only find out about the death of the relative way after the person died, that you only observe 1 day of Avelus? And we do find that there is such a thing as a chag, that's 1 day, and that is the Yom Tov of Shavuos is only 1 day. So the Pasuk Vafach Chagechem Le'Evel is both the source for Avelus Shiva, because there are some chagim that are 7 days, and the source for Avelus Yom Echad on the Shmur Rechoka, because there is this particular Chag that is only 1 day. So now the Gemara details the dinim of Shmur Rechoka and Shmur Krova. Tanu Rabbanan, Shmur Krova, if a person finds out about the death of a relative soon after their death, no Hege Shiva Shloshim, so you observe regular Avelus Shiva and Shloshim Shmur Rechoka, but if you find out about the death way after their death, Eino Hege Sal Yom Echad, then you only have 1 day of Avelus, and that's it. And then the Avelus is entirely stopped. Shulchan Aruch Pasan Simtav Beis, that you're not knowing Shiva, you're not knowing Shloshim, but for Avelus Avavimo, you are knowing Yud Beis Chodesh. The Yud Beis Chodesh is a separate thing, and therefore from the death, you'd be knowing the 12 months of Avelus, meaning the same amount of time that you would have been knowing had you heard the Shmua Bizmana, you're knowing the Avelus at that time as well. What is the geder? How soon after the death do you need to find out in order to observe the full Avelus? So krova betok shloshim yom. We find out within 30 days of the death, then that's called a shmur krova. This counts, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, from the day of the Kavura, like all other Hilchos Avelus, that it counts from the day of the Kavura. Meaning you found out, let's say the person died, was buried a week later, right? So it's 30 days after the death, but it's not yet 30 days after the Kavura. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, that's called the Shmur Krova, you'd observe the full Avelus. It's a Machlokas Achronim. The Bach and others discuss, Dagum Ravavin, who could discuss a big Machlokas Achronim. Does the Krova and Rechoka go based on the Misa, or does it go based on the Kavura? kvura. Typically, they're pretty close to each other, so there's not much of a nafkamina. Usually, within a day, we get the person buried. But if you recall, during Corona, it didn't happen that way. During Corona, there were when it was really, really bad, there were people that observed all of Shiva for technicalities. We're not going to get to why right now. That observed all of Shiva before their mace was buried. It was like we're living in a different tkufa where such a thing could happen. But anyway, but we still had communication, so you didn't have too many Shmur Ruchokah. Shmur Ruchokah would mean you only heard about it more than 30 days later. So anyway, so La'achr Shloshim, what did we say? B'tok Shloshim, Krova B'tok Shloshim, Ruchokah Li'achr Shloshim, Div Rebbe Kiva. Shmur Ruchokah is you find out more than 30 days later. That's what Rebbe Kiva says. V'chamom, Recham says, no, Achr Shmur Krova, V'achr Shmur Ruchokah, Nohagah Shavur Shloshim. You observe the full Avelis, whether it's a Shmur Krova, whether it's a Shmur Ruchokah, you observe the full Avelis. Do we ever have such a thing as a Shmur Ruchokah Bizman Hazeh? Who would have? We have such quick communication. You find out everything immediately. So last night, I gave a shiur in Manhattan, so I was driving home late, and I was thinking, I'm not going to have time to prepare. So I started listening to my shiur from last cycle to prepare, and apparently, I dealt with a case 7.5 years ago where someone had lost touch with there was friction in the family, and the mother used to drive everybody crazy, so everyone just stopped talking to the mother, and at some point, one of the siblings had a feeling and said to the other sibling, Mom hasn't driven anyone crazy in like a long time. No one's heard from her. And they sent someone into the apartment and they found a decomposing body. And could have been there, no idea how long ago she could have died. Such a nebuch, such a case. So they weren't sure. It was a suffix, Shmur Ruchokah. They weren't sure how long ago she had died. So you can have, so it's tragic, it's beyond tragic, but apparently you can have such a case. I don't know, I forgot already that had happened. But yeah, now once I said it, I remember that in fact had happened. Amar Rav Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol makom shata motzei yachid mekel v'rabbi machmirin. Whenever you have a yachid that's mekel on an issue and a rabbim that's machmir on an issue, halacha k'rabim. We pass from like the rabbim that's more machmir, chutz mizu, except for this machlokas about Shmur Ruchokah. Shavu bish Rabbi Kiva mekel, that even though Rabbi Kiva's mekel to only observe one day, v'cham machmirin, and the chacham or the rabbim that say to observe the full Shiva Shloshim, halacha k'rabbi Akiva. We pass from like Rabbi Akiva. Damar Shmuel, halacha k'tivre mekel be'evel, that this is part of the rule that we follow the Mekel when it comes to Avelus. Rabbi Chanina asked le Shmuel davu mi Bechozai. Rabbi Chanina found out about the death of his father from Bechozai. Asel kamed Rav Chista, so he came to Rav Chista and he asked, "What do I do as far as Avelus?" He found out about it after 30 days. Samrle Shmuel Ruchokei Nuagas Al Yom Echad. He said, "You only observe one day of Avelus." Rabbi Nosson Barami asked le Shmuel di Ime mi Bechozai. Nosson Rabba found out about his mother's patira from Bechozai after 30 days. Asel kamed Rava, so he came to Rava. Amrle Hari Amr Shmuel Ruchokei Nuagas. You only observe one day of Avelis because it's Shmur Ruchokah. So Eisveis Reb Nosson Barami challenges Rava. But Medvar Mamurim, when do we say that Avelis on Shmur Ruchokah is only one day? That's Bechamisha Meisei Mitzvah. That's the five relatives who you would observe Avelis for who are not your father and mother, right? The five relatives other than the father and the mother. That's those are the relatives that the pasuk lists that a kohen is metame to beyond Aviv. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Seh Lamed Zayin, and in the second paragraph of Hilchos Avelus associates those two dinim. The din, and we'll see the Gemara sounds that way as well, that the din of Avelus and the din of a Kohen being Metame Lekrovav are related to each other. The Rambam says that the reason that a Kohen is Metame Lekrovav is that the Kohen shouldn't say, well, I'm very holy, so I can't be observing Avelus. No, we tell him, forget your holiness, you're allowed to even be Metame to the Krovim in order that you can observe Avelus. This is, I believe, one of Rav Yosef Engel's examples. Rav Yosef Engel has a whole piece about Siyag Da'oraisa. Do we ever find that the Torah has a mitzvah Da'oraisa that's there to protect another din Da'oraisa? That the whole thing is a Siyag Da'oraisa. We know Siyag is a din Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan very often make fences around the Torah. But do you ever find that the Torah makes a fence around itself? So Rav Yosef Engel gives, like, I don't know, 20 examples or something of a siyag d'oraisa. It says if you hold that the isra of negiyah b'derech taiva is an isra d'oraisa, so that's a siyag d'oraisa. Yichud is probably a siyag d'oraisa. So this is one of the examples, according to the Rambam, that the only reason a kohen is metame l'krovav is to encourage him to observe avelus, and avelus yom rishon is d'oraisa. So the whole tuma l'krovav is a siyag d'oraisa to encourage him to do avelus. If I recall, I think that's one of Rav Yosef Engel's examples. So anyway, so we said that's only by the chamisha meisei mitzvah. Aval alaviv alimo shivu shloshim. A shmur rechoka about one's father and mother, they observe the full shivu shloshim. So Amar Leih, so Rava said yichidaihi. That brisa is a das yachid velo sfirulan kavasei. We don't pass that way. We pass like Rabbi Akiva that even for a father and mother, if it's a shmur rechoka, you only observe one day. Did Tanya, because the brisa tells us meisel meisav shel Rabbi Tzadok beginzak. One time Rabbi Tzadok's father died in Ginzak, vodi'u lachar shalosh shanim, and he only found out about it 3 years later. Ubav v'shalos Elisha ben Avuya, so they asked Elisha ben Avuya, who's the zakenim sheimo, and the zakenim that were together with Elisha ben Avuya, this is during the days that they were still asking shailos to Elisha ben Avuya. So Amru, and they said, dog shiva shloshim, they should observe shiva and shloshim. So you see that that's the das yachid of Elisha ben Avuya. Ukshemes penosh Rabbi Achia begola, and when the son of Rabbi Achia died, Yashav loved shiva shloshim. He sat shivu shloshim because even though it was a shmor ruchoka, so you see that the din of shmor ruchoka being observing a full shivu shloshim is only a das yachid. Those are that those who hold that al av ve'em you observe shivu shloshim. That's Elisha ben Avuya and the zakenim she'imo that held that way. But otherwise, we don't hold that way. Rabbi Yaakov Emden tries to figure out the history over here because we know a little bit about Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya was acher. He was the one that was yassel tarbus ra'a. He was the Rebbe of Rav Meir. Right, we're going to have sugyas in Chagiga soon, all about his whole story. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden said that if Rabbi Tzadok that's mentioned over here is Rabbi Tzadok Stam, the one that fasted in the Gemara and Gittin in the Churban Agaritas, that fasted for 40 years, so Al Karchach, this can't be the same Elisha ben Avuya who is Acher, because Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua were Talmidim at the time of the Churban Abayis. They were not yet Gedolei Hadar at the time of the Churban Abayis, the Gemara and Gittin says. And the Yerushalmi says that at the Seudas Habris of Acher, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua were already Gedolei Yerushalayim. And if you're going to tell me, okay, Rabbi Tzadok lived a very long time, all the way until the days of Elisha ben Avuya, it can't be that he was asking him a Dvar Halacha at that point, though. So it could be that there are two Elisha ben Avuyas, and that's Eina Min HaTema, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. It's not so strange. Elisha is a common name. Avuya is a common name. So it could be that there was more than one Elisha ben Avuya. However, in Maseches Nazir, the Girsa in this Brisa is Uba V'Shalas Rabbi Yoshua ben Elisha V'Dalad Zekenim Sheimo. So once you have that, it has nothing to do with Elisha ben Avuya. It was Rabbi Yoshua ben Elisha that they asked the Shaila to. Okay, just a historical note that Rabbi Yaakov Emden makes. So anyway, ask the Gemara, Amy, is that really true that according to Rabbi Achia, you observe Avelus for Shmur Rechoka, for Shiva and Shloshim, you observe a full Avelus for Shmur Rechoka? Does Rabbi Achia really hold that? V'Rav Bar Achua de Rabbi Chia du Bar Achte de Rabbi Chia. Rav was a nephew of Rabbi Chia on both his mother's and his father's side, because the family tree was complicated. The Rav's parents were not siblings, but they shared half-siblings. But they themselves were not siblings to each other, so they shared Rabbi Chia as a half-sibling. So Kisalik Lahasam, so when Rav went from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, so he saw his uncle-uncle, so Amar Leih, he said, his Rabbi Chia, his uncle-uncle, said, I'll call him that, no, maybe I shouldn't call him that, so, okay, but his uncle, squared, said to him, Abba Kayim, is your father alive? So Amar Leih, Ema Kayemes. So he said, the question, I'd read this, either he said, my mother's alive, or he said, why don't you ask me if my mother's alive? Why are you only worried about my father? You only worried about your brother? You're not worried about your sister? So Amar Leih said, okay, good point. Ema Kayemes, is my sister alive? Your mother alive? Amar Leih, Abba Kayim, I didn't yet answer you about my father, and you're already talking about my mother? So it was clear to him that he didn't want to answer the question. So that was his way of being merames to him that they had both passed on already. So Amar Leih, l'shamei, chalotzi minali. So he told the shamish, take off my shoes, because he had to observe Avelus. But right away, let's go to the Beis HaMerchatz, because once he observed a little bit of Avelus, it was already a Shmur Rechoka. So he doesn't have to observe any more avelus. So shema mina tzlas. You see three things from here. Shema mina avelos bin il sandal. First of all, you see that one of the nihuge avelus is ni'ilas a sandal. Shema mina shmuru choke noeges ela yom echad. You also see that you only observe one day for shmuru choke. Shema mina mixiyam kula. That even by shmuru choke, where it's only one day, even just a little bit of that day is good enough. But the Gemara assumes that Rav Achya, who was mentioned in the Brisa before, is Rabbi Chia, that those two names are similar enough that it must be the same person. So the Gemara is asking that you see that Rabbi Chia was knowing on a Shmur Rechoka only a moment of Avelus. He wasn't knowing the full Shiva Ushloshim. And yet we said previously that Rabbi Achia was knowing the full Shiva Ushloshim. How could that be? Says Gemara, simple. Rabbi Chia Luchud, Rabbi Achia Luchud. They're not the same person. Rabbi Chia is one person. Rabbi Achia is a different person. There's a question over the Beis Yosef point out in the name of the Mordechai that what you see from our Gemara is that if someone loses a relative and he's not aware of it, you don't have to tell him. And even ba'ava v'imo, and we say motzi diba hu ksil, that someone who goes around telling people about the death of others is a fool for spreading bad news. But if he asks him, you're not allowed to lie, because midvar sheker tircha. That's the limud, says Beis Yosef, we get from this Gemara. So Tshuvas Maram Shik, he writes in Orachaim Simcha Vav that if it's a child, then you need to let them know, because they have to say Kaddish, because lo samar al dam reyecha, that it shouldn't be that the parents' neshama should suffer by not having a Kaddish said for them. So you have to tell the child. Some of the Achronim say you only have to tell one of the children, you don't have to tell all of the children. These things come up sometimes also. Sometimes there's a simcha coming up in a family, and I just had this with the Talmud. Simcha coming, the Talmud's getting married, and the grandfather's brother is holding by his last moments of life. So do they tell the grandfather right before the simcha? The grandfather doesn't want to miss his grandson's wedding, so they tell him the day before the simcha, do you wait till afterwards? You let him know afterwards, let him enjoy the simcha and let him know afterwards. There's no chiyuv to tell him, and that's what the poskim say. You're even allowed to invite him to a wedding, because he doesn't know, he doesn't have to observe the din of avelus. It happens more frequently than you would probably think. Anyway, Amar Rabbi Yosef Ravin, Shama Shmo Krova. Ooh, we got to get moving. Shama Shmo Krova. If a person finds out about the death of one of his relatives biregel on the Yom Tov, l'motzai regel nas rechoka. By the time Yom Tov is over, it's already past 30 days. So olalo, the regel counts toward the 30 days in order to begin the avelus only afterwards. Veina no egel liyom echad, but he only observed one day. It becomes a shmor rechoka. Tani Rabbi Adam in Kisri kamed Rabbi Yochanan shama shmo krova b'shabbes l'motzai Shabbos nas rechoka ein egel liyom echad. In that case as well, if it becomes a shmor rechoka after Shabbos, you also only observe one day of avelus. Koreo eino koreo. When it's a shmor rechoka, do you tear kriya? Sorry, money amar eino koreo b'chinin amar koreo machlokas amaroyim. Amalei Rabbi Mani Rabbi Chanina. So Mani said to Rabbi Chanina, Bisham l'didah mina eino koreo hainu deloika avelus shiva. I understand according to me that you don't tear kriya. That's why the reason you don't tear kriya is because there's not going to be a shiva. So what are you tearing kriya for? You're not going to observe shiva. El l'didach damar koreo kriya below shiva miika. But you say that you're going to tear kriya, you can tear kriya, there's not going to be a shiva. Do you ever have such a thing that there's tearing kriya without a shiva? So says more velo, do you not have such a thing? It's not so strange. That me she'ein lo chaluk l'krov, if a person doesn't have a shirt to tear, and then he gets one during shiva kareya, he tears it because it's still the zman kriya la'achar shiva eno kareya. Once shiva is over, then he doesn't tear kriya. So Rabbi Zeira Basre, Rabbi Zeira said in the hemshich of that price, that's only with the five other relatives. I love Imo, even after the Shiva's over, you still tear the Kriya. So you see that Kriya is not necessarily 100% bound up with Shiva. I love the Imo, he already finished observing the Shiva, he gets a beggar and he still tears Kriya. So says Mano, Kitani, the quote of Imo. Very often you cannot bring rayas about the halachos of Avelus from Avvi Imo to other areas, because some of the halachos of Avelus of Avvi Imo relate to Kibbut Aveim, which is a totally separate issue than normal dinim of Avelus. That's what Ramesha writes in the Tshuva about Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh, that Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh is limited to the Gedarim of Kibbut Aveim. So just like a woman is part from Kibbut Aveim when she has to worry about Kvod Baila, so too Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh, Ramesha writes, if her husband is being honored at a dinner, she should go to the dinner even though it's during her Yud Beis Chodesh, because the Kvod mitzvot baila overpowers the kibbut of the aim. Tanur Rabbanan, kol amr parshas kohanim shekoyim mitami lehen avil misabel alein. Anyone who the kohen is mitami to, any of those relatives, an avil is misabel on. Ve'elu hein ishto aviv v'imo ach v'achosu b'no ubito. His wife, his father's mother, his brother, his sister, his son, his daughter. Hosifur alein ach v'achosu b'sulam e'imo. They added to that even a brother and a sister from his mother's side. V'achosu nesua bein me'av bein me'imo, and a married sister from whether it be from his father's side or from his mother's side. Ukshem shem misabel aleim kach misabel al shnim shalhem. And just like one is misabel on them, he's also misabel on their relatives. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer inu misabel ela al beno val al ben beno val avi aviv. No, if you're going to be misabel on a secondary relative, it's only a grandson and a grandfather. The chamram kol shem misabel love misabel imon. The chamram say no. Anyone you misabel on, you misabel together with them as well. Says Gemara Chum Ma'ane Tanakama. The Chum and Tanakama both say the same thing, that you're Masabel on a secondary relative. Seike Binayu Imo Bebayis. Now the Nafkamina between them is it, do you only observe those halachos when you're with them in the same house? Ki Ada Amale Rav L'chia Berei V'chein Amale Rav Huna the Rav Berei Ba'apa Noho Gavelusa Ba'apa Lo Tina Gavelusa. That only in front of her face you have to observe the Avelus together with your wife. When you're not in front of her face, you don't have to observe the Avelus together with your wife. If you're wondering, how come I don't see people doing this? People don't sit Shiva together with their spouses and brothers and sisters and everybody else. So the Ramban writes that when the Avel is Mochel on his Kavod, the Krovim don't have to be knowing this Avelus. And the Rush and the Ritva say, Bismanenu, every Avel is Mochel on his Kavod. And the Ramah even goes so far as saying, Sim Shinai and Dalit, that someone who's Machmir to observe Shiva when it's a Krove Krovav, Eina El Min HaMatmiyim, that's a strange thing. And the Shach says, it looks like you're not being Mechabidim, it looks like you're mocking the Avelim. It's taken on a totally different culture, that it's not viewed as a covenant anymore, it's viewed as a mockery of the Avelim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mar Ukva, Shachav Le'Bar Chamua. Everyone have a wonderful day.